Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary. Today's Power Lunch is brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power Lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except...
Whatever you got is fine.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome.
What can I say?
Don't talk about him. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, put your hands together. Interceptor of passers, breaker of hearts, the mouth of the South. Step over that there, Frederico. Say hello to Hatch, my boy. All right, we are rolling. We're coming in hot here today. Good to see you again.
I'm doing great, brother.
Thank you for answering the call. You know, whenever I lure you guys with a steak.
The brother don't answer my calls.
Why is that?
You know, I texted him. I was like, what's up, man? How you doing?
Dennis, how we doing? Fred's here. Dennis is going to take care of us. Hatch, do you guys want to order right now? And then we'll break.
However you want to do it,
okay,
brother.
Let's
order right now.
Do you like steak, Fred?
You know what? Dead animal does it for me. You know,
I'm
from Mississippi, man. You know what it is? You eat what the land bears. That's what it is, man.
What's the weirdest thing you've eaten? Raccoon?
Raccoon.
Snake.
Rabbit.
Rabbit.
Snake is easy. Alligator.
Possum.
I stay away from
the possum. Stay away from possum.
but
you draw the line on that.
I have tried them all. Squirrel, all of it.
I tell you what, I've had frog. It's pretty good, actually.
Frog legs.
Frog legs, deep fried, are pretty damn good. They're like a juicier, greasier chicken.
There you go. That's all we compare stuff to.
All comes back to chicken.
Chicken
is the middle. Like, it's everything deviates off of chicken.
Nobody says it tastes like a good pot roast. Nobody ever says that.
Pot roast. All right.
And by the way, Hatch, you didn't get my message because I sent it through a raven, and the raven ain't made it here, you know?
Oh, that's right. If we have time today, maybe some more Game of Thrones talk.
Why not? Because House of Dragon is here, brother.
That's right. So there's a new spinoff again being spun up this summer, right?
Well, I don't know if they're going to
spin it up. Or is it season two of House of
Dragons? No, this season two of House of Dragons.
Okay, got it. All right. How about House of the Commanders? You happy with the draft?
I love it. I love it. I love what we're doing, man.
Under professional management now for the first time in a while.
And I think the fan base don't know how to act. You know, like they said, when you dating somebody, you got somebody that's treating you real well, and you just was in something that was traumatic.
Yeah.
You don't know how to accept that good love.
So you're looking around every corner going, what's going on here?
No, it's just normal. It's just normal.
But aren't you kind of suspicious? Like, this is not like what I'm used to.
No, I don't need to be. I done been part of things where, you know what? You know what it is. I still got to come do my job. Now, it takes a lot off you when, you know, other people around here doing their job, too. All right, that changes everything.
Oh, now, you're talking football now. I thought we were talking women.
No, we was talking football.
You
want
to weigh in on the women front when you finally get a woman who treats you right, and you're like, what's going on here?
Hey.
Turn that. Get that mic right here for me. There you go. Thank you, sir.
I don't have those.
You don't have
hangups or issues. If it's treating me right, then I know how to act right.
You have a friend that you see. You know what? You never really been in good relationships,
right?
And then you see them get in one, and they like, man, they feel awkward. Yeah, right. Because you have no drama.
Drama, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Some people are all about the drama. I'm not. I run from it.
And we are dramatized here. It's over with.
Dan Quinn, Adam Peters.
Yeah.
Adam Peters?
Yeah.
Who else is in the Brain Trust now?
Is Mayhew still there?
Mayhew is still there.
He's one of the few Martys. They got rid of a couple of the Martys. Marty Party.
Listen, Mayhew, he's there. He's part of the Brain Trust. They trust him in there. So at the end of the day, the more the merrier. And I think what they did in the draft, I felt like it was different than let's go get – it was a mixture of the best player available, but also a mixture of identity of who we are.
Right.
If you look at some of those picks, and I go and I kind of spot play them to the 49er roster, these guys are updated versions of some of the players that they got. They are mentality guys.
Hatch, you hearing this? He's already comparing.
No, I'm not.
Commanders.
No,
yes, you did.
No, what
you
I'm
said
saying.
Niners.
All right, this is what
team
I'm saying.
Team that was in the Super Bowl last year.
All right, let me ask you.
Commanders
this.
Picked second.
All right, let me ask you.
Pretty
this.
Far goal.
Yeah, so did the Texans last year. Who cares?
They did.
Yeah, so
okay,
they picked number two.
And they hired a good coach.
And we did the same thing. Okay. So at the end of the day, great things mimic great things. So at the end of the day, yes. Man, football, you could turn some around so quick.
That is true.
I don't know why people are so against thinking positive.
But first, you know where that starts, though. Where is that? The quick turnaround starts. Where's the quick turnaround start at what position?
It starts with the front. I mean, it starts with ownership.
Oh, Let's talk about let's talk about the players.
Position.
Quarterback.
Quarterback.
All right.
And Houston got one.
Just got a quarterback.
Okay. Right.
All right. So that's how
Houston got turned around because of C.J. Stroud was the quick turnaround.
And we just got a quarterback similar to C.J. Stroud. So what are you saying?
Okay. Hold that thought. I want to get the full smooth.
Somebody who's played and who hasn't yet.
All right. I want.
Now, come on. C.J. Stroud hadn't played before last year.
All right, listen. The whole draft for the Commanders beyond Jaden Daniels could be a bust, but if Daniels is good, it was a hugely successful draft. Now, you don't want the other guys to not be good, there will be some good ones. I'm just saying, to Hatch's point, Smoot, it's all about the quarterbacks. This league has now become a TV show about quarterbacks.
And now we got a quarterback. So what are y'all saying?
Well, I want to hear.
All I'm saying I think he's a good pick. RG3, but without the tomfoolery.
Without trying to impress everybody so hard.
I think he's going to be good. But they're gonna have to. He's gonna have to get reeled in. This is the NFL. This isn't. I don't know why SEC players think when you move up to the NFL, it's like the same thing.
Because we are the closest thing to pro football.
No, you're not.
Now, I know
why
didn't
everybody in the SEC make it there? There's plenty of busts from the SEC that don't make it.
First of all, it's more us than it ever be y'all. I'm sorry. We create the NFL. We are the standard in the NFL.
And the reason why
we create the NFL.
Yeah, that's not
true.
Here's the reason why I say that. Anthony Richardson. Running around out there like he thought he was in the SEC at 230 pounds.
And I cannot wait to see him play this year.
But my point is you reel him in from all that running. It's not the same thing. You can't run like that in the NFL as you can in the SEC. It's not the same thing.
Smoot, they say that Jaden Daniels can pass, passes great, anticipation, touch, sees the field. Yeah. He also can run, but he is a passer.
Thank you.
Right.
But I want to see it at the pro level.
See, that's why, you know, Hatch, I'm going to tell you what Hatch is representing right now. The one-minded, one-direction fan that only see things the way they want to see them. And you know he has an SEC bias. It's written all over his face. Now, he's going to think
about it. Well, he's a Bearcat.
I understand it, but you still got to give props when props are due.
I know.
Like the one thing I'd never take from the ACC, they used to be the kings of hoops. We couldn't take that away from them. Duke, North Carolina, they dominated.
Right.
Now they don't. Right? The SEC is still dominant. That won't change. Now what I do know, if a player excels in that league, they have a good chance. I didn't say a perfect chance. I didn't say a guarantee. They have a good chance to excel at the next level.
Okay. How about the play for Daniels this year where he's running down the field for LSU and he flies in the air to try to jump over a guy and just gets wiped out? That scares
I'm talking about.
But guess what?
What I mean by reel him in. You can't run like that in the NFL.
What are coaches hired for?
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
To tell him not to do that.
Thank you.
But if it's in his DNA, if it's in his
instincts. He's going to do it a couple times, and he's going to pay the price.
Did you not think I had bad habits that I did in college that I was coached out of in the league? That's what coach is for. When we get drafted, we are not finished products. It's the beginning of the product.
Give me one bad habit you were coached out of.
Playing the quarterback with my eyes too much. Not letting the wide receiver stem take me into the play because I was so visual because I would like to retrieve the ball.
Right.
So they told me, you know, we need you to get the ball back. We also need you to have breakups. Breakup stop drives. All right. Interception start drives going the other way.
And Fred Prelby said, breakups don't put me in the league.
Hey, but guess what?
Interceptions put me in the league.
I met in the middle. I understood what they was trying to coach me because I am playing on a new level. I am playing with better talent. Mm-hmm. I am playing against talent week in and week out that you cannot do these little things because when they find these little bad, dirty habits of yours, the next man going to exploit it also. So, yes, Jaden Daniels is not a finished product, neither is Caleb, neither is a Doomsday, neither is anybody. They're going to get coaching. What I do feel about it is now we have a coaching brain trust. It's just going here, fellas, I'm going to say this. We got kids here. Kids.
Yeah.
I don't ever think it's a such thing as a bad child. I think it's bad parents.
Oh, okay.
I think it's bad parents. And guess what? Bad parents equal bad kids. Now, last year, our coaching staff were bad parents. Right? They left guys out there hanging, didn't coach them, didn't let them know how we was going to win this game. They didn't coach them and put them in position to excel. They did not have a winning culture. They was out there playing survival. And when you playing survival, your play will mimic survival. All right? No, we got a coaching staff that's building up men now. All right? We got a coaching staff that go in there with a plan now. Like we watch my guy Emmanuel Forbes go from the laughing stock of the league to probably the run bland as easy as it can happen. Because you know why? I watched Charles Woodson get, 60 interceptions in this defense. I watched the Cowboys in the last 3 years get 59 interceptions in this defense. It's catered to doing it. I played for Greg Williams. I played for a mad scientist that I didn't have to guess what play I was going to pick off. I've been picking it off all week. We playing these interceptions. So does this coaching staff. So at the end of the day, don't tell me about these guys' baseline. Tell me what they're going to be when the season comes.
Any chance Jaden Daniels doesn't start week one?
Who's going to start in front of him?
Okay, that's a yes. Yeah. How many games him starting this year is a successful year?
All 17.
Well, that's a high bar.
You
start
can
right only, away in all 17.
You can only get better in this league by being in the field.
Oh, I know. That's the goal. Yes. I'm saying at the end of the year. I would say that's a hell of a year. If he can start 17, play 17, that's a great year.
That's a great year.
However the chips fall.
Hey, listen.
And don't get hurt.
Hey, and he's set up for success because of Cliff Kingsbury, a guy that's used to handling a guy that didn't really throw in the middle of the field a lot. And if you look at Arizona's offense, they actually dominate outside the numbers and down the field also.
All right. So hold that thought. We're going to order it. My usual, Dennis, lobster bisque with the medium rare, a little splash of fries. No, thank you very much. Actually, make it rare. Yeah, baby.
He's an animal.
That's right. All right.
He's a wildin'.
Ah, there you go. Make sure to get that mic back up there, Hatch, when you get a second. Smoot's now grinding. He's grinding.
You know what? Because I got to get the beef.
Listen, you can't play fast if you don't think fast. I need you to think faster to play fast.
I did that for
years. Every coach told me that.
I did that for years. I'm
retired. Do it right now.
Hey, just give me a
chicken tenders for him.
No.
some hush puppies.
Some tater tots.
Yeah, give me the lobster bits will be good. Yeah, the filet, medium well.
Yeah. Okay. Medium well?
Yes.
Lord have mercy. Medium well. Okay.
That's the way I like it.
All right. So, look, I'm excited for you Commander fans and excited to see what Jaden Daniels has. He's a hell of an exciting player, put up stupid video game numbers at LSU, and we'll see how it translates. Now, can we talk about Hatch's Cowboys?
Yes, we can, because We're watching a dead person decay in front of us.
All right, hold on. Let me get Hatch to weigh in first. Hatch, would you care to comment on the state of your team under Jerry Jones right now?
They need a running back. I still don't think they got
They got Zeke back.
Yeah.
Come on, okay. Man.
That dude is toast. He is done.
A lot of hate over here.
I mean, he get your first down, some touchdowns.
All right. Why didn't they draft a running back?
I have no.
Oh, this is why they didn't draft the running back. Because Jerry ran his mouth the next day of the draft, before the draft started, and said, you know what? We love this guy. This guy Brooks from Texas. Yep. He's the best interview I ever had. And guess what?
They did.
After he said that, 10 minutes later, Carolina said, okay, Jerry, we got you. Jumped the Cowboys, drafted Brooks, and that's why they signed Zeke 24 hours later. So, yes, the old man has done it again.
I did not see that.
That's what I got.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Smooth is telling it right. That's exactly what happened.
So he just ran his mouth. Oh, God. But still, there were other backs to be had.
Yeah.
I mean, the Packers got this guy, Marshawn Lloyd from USC. He's got a sick-looking tape. Where's number zero?
They all do.
They all could put the tape up there
that makes him look great.
That's right.
Look at this offensive tackle. Look how he moves his feet. Look how he blocks. They show him blocking against Middle Tennessee State.
First of all, Guyton, who y'all got, Tyler Guyton, used to be a running back in high school. He is a hell of an athlete.
What position, what round for those that don't know the draft?
Oklahoma. Okay. He went first round.
A running back
who turned into a tackle?
Yes, this is how athletic this dude is.
Holy shit.
He is.
He's good.
He must have had a growth spurt.
His athletic profile is off the charts.
Right.
Now he need refinement. So I don't know if he's a day one starter, but once he get going, he's going to be a force. So I can give them net.
They stuck to the game plan of linemen. They picked guards. They picked a couple guards.
And that's a strategy I don't mind.
Cooper Bebe had the Dallas Cowboys written all over him. He might not start this year, but he's going to be a 10-year starter for the Cowboys.
He's strong.
But
the other pick I liked that they picked was that defensive end from Western Michigan.
Oh, yeah, Marshawn Neely. I was hoping we drafted him here.
High motor.
Okay.
Yeah. I like guys with high motor that can rush the quarterback.
But the big thing is Dak. And Dak is hanging out there with a contract that's expiring, and Jerry seems to want to let it go to the very end.
And CeeDee Lambs.
And CeeDee Lamb needs to get paid.
Micah Parsons.
Amon-Ra St. Brown getting paid big time. Whoo, Daddy.
Hey, listen, I'm smiling.
I know you're smiling.
I don't feel bad. Hatcher looks like he ain't a fistful of tax right now.
They're all going to get paid.
No, you can't pay everybody.
So if you're going to pay
Dak.
They're
going to pay the three.
You can't pay the three.
Dak's going to get paid. CeeDee Lamb's going to get paid. And Michael Parsons is going to get paid.
And now you're going to have to pay Michael Parsons $150 million. And you're going to give CeeDee Lamb $100 million.
All right. With all due respect, where'd your money go?
To those three.
Don't forget Lawrence is over there making a kick. Like, here go the thing about the Cowboys, and I'm going to just tell you the truth. Y'all, it's like buying a used shoe. Y'all pay guys a used shoe that always works.
Who buys a used
shoe that works?
No.
That's a broke-ass Mississippi talk.
Listen, they literally pay guys in the top five in their position that are not in the top five of their position.
Like Dak
as a top five quarterback, and he's not. They pay Lawrence as a pass rusher in the top five, and he's not.
All right, so there's some of the money.
He's the end of his contract.
I ain't got time for that. I'm speaking facts, and you up here crying a river. At the end of the day, Dak Prescott is
a top five quarterback. Who's the five people ahead of him? If he's not five, he's six.
Top ten.
All right, I put it in a top ten, and he's like seven.
He ain't top five. He's top five. He's not. He's 10.
Probably.
He's not.
He's higher than 10.
Come on, man. People will take Jordan Love over him now.
Man, you're crazy.
You don't think so?
No.
People take Jordan Love over
him. No.
They got as many wins in playoff games. They got as many wins as each other.
And how many?
One apiece.
Jordan Love led the league in anything?
He did pretty good last year.
He had a good second half.
He threw a lot of interceptions early. Right, but he had a nuclear second half.
Partly because he beat Dallas in the playoffs. He had a good game against Dallas.
You are hitting me over, Cowboy fan. Man, you hate the truth.
You're going to put CJ Stroud on 1 year over Dak.
I don't believe in 1 year. I need to see more.
Okay, so what about Jordan Love then?
Yeah, right. Well, so Jordan Love's in the same.
I think Jordan Love is aged meat, though. When you go to a steakhouse, if they didn't age that steak, it costs more than the other.
Jordan Love is not better than
– I'm just telling
and
you.
I'm not – Well, I'm
Lamar
very
Jackson,
open,
Lamar
open-minded.
Jackson, Lamar, Patrick Mahomes.
Lamar I mean, all right, Allen, if we're using your theory,
Justin
how many – Lamar Jackson,
Justin
how many playoffs have he games have he won?
Who?
Lamar Jackson.
I take nobody in their right
you
mind.
You just
I
said
take that Prescott well, over Lamar Jackson, dude. Stop smoking it.
Okay. Well, I didn't
you
say
it,
that.
Stop it.
But you were using the instance of
Lamar
playoff
Jackson
wins.
Is a better quarterback. Period. Right. End of discussion.
All right.
Not statistically.
Bottom line is this: how can the Cowboys go and let Dak walk out the door?
They can't. They have nobody else.
I know.
They are.
They're going to get paid. He's going to get
paid.
They're
going to let him walk.
They're going to let
no,
him walk.
No, they're not.
What
are you going to go to?
Right. That's
Cooper
the problem.
Rush?
Well,
that's
y'all
the
problem.
That's every team,
y'all,
every quarterback.
Y'all, y'all,
when you have
y'all
no other option,
y'all gonna
you keep
be,
him.
Y'all going to be in mediocrity with him or without him. Y'all like
winning the NFC East is mediocrity.
Y'all are regular.
Winning the NFC East is mediocrity.
Come on, Smoot.
Y'all are
the last 5 years,
team.
They've won it two.
And y'all did nothing.
But that's not mediocrity.
Y'all play one more week than we do. That's it. Every season.
One more week and one
every
more paycheck.
Every season. And guess what? The cream of the crop in the NFC East is the Philadelphia Eagles. Don't ever get
they
it twisted.
They didn't even win the NFC East.
I ain't got nothing to do with that. They the better
they
team.
They almost got the
team.
Coach fired. They fired the whole staff.
Your
the head coach.
Your coach is on a one-year lease right now.
He
your
was last year.
And thank you. So
and
let's
they
not
won
talk
the NFC
coaches.
East.
Let's not talk coaching. Philadelphia has a better roster, has a better quarterback, has a better running back, have better receivers, have a better defense.
Better
right, so
receivers.
Stop it.
If it's me, I keep Dak, fire McCarthy, and get
they
a goddamn running back
year.
Or two.
You
know?
Don't get a running back. I don't think running back – you can find a running back to run behind a good offensive
they
line.
They need to scrunch for it. How about our boy Kirk down in Atlanta? Boy, this league is rough business, ain't it, Smoot? Rough business.
I know the locals are gone off of their Kirk Kane. And they just
exactly.
Yeah, just
you want to talk about somebody who doesn't win anything?
Yeah, they're just so addicted
that's
to
that's somebody
them.
Who doesn't win hey, a damn thing.
But if I ever needed a broker –
that's
Kirk Cousins is your man.
Oh, he's good.
He's good.
Played the system for more money than anyone
84
else.
84 guaranteed.
You are the king.
Here, you want the greatest Kirk stat I've heard?
Yeah.
He's been involved in more tie games than he has playoff wins. So he's been in one of the more statistically rare things in the NFL, a tie game.
They show you where he
he's
is.
Been in more of those than playoff wins.
And that shows you he's middle of the league. But guess
he's
what?
12, he's 12 to 15.
Middle of the league gets
can
you
peak
paid.
To five.
It gets you paid.
Right. Well, he's consistent.
He's consistent. He'll get you to the playoffs.
But I ain't going
to
lie.
He'll win 9-10 games.
When I look at that Atlanta roster, people play games about it. One of the better offensive lines in football last year. All right. Bijan Robinson. Kyle Pitts,
yeah.
Drake London, Kirk Cousins. I think they're the best team in the South.
Yes, which is not saying much. They're going to be good offensively.
Right.
They did not address defense nearly
and
enough.
Just because, and I'm so tired of people thinking saying just it. Because you draft people, you have addressed something.
Right.
How many times have we drafted people, get them in here, and realize we haven't addressed it?
Well, that's addressing
called the bust.
It.
Thank you.
It's addressed in it, but that doesn't mean it works.
First of all,
address it by drafting it. If you need a pass rusher, then you addressed it.
It's a try to address
when
60% of this draft will fail.
All right, when you suspend your kid, have you addressed the problem?
No,
yes.
Because
you have not solved it.
Yes.
We'll see if it solves it,
right.
But at least you addressed it.
But
you fucked up, and now your privileges are taken away.
The parent has to reinforce it at home, though.
Oh, I know.
Like, so at the end of the day, you have to understand the situation, and it ain't just black and white. It's some gray area.
Oh, I know.
But here's the thing that cracked me up. Everybody complained about them picking Michael Penix, but then on the second hand, they said, well, you should always pick the best available player.
And if
so if that was the best available player, then they let it be. Yes.
I don't think he was the best available player.
On their board.
Okay.
Now, the other thing was, this is what is addressed. Then the other thing was, this is how, if you got to listen to these fools sometimes. Then they turned around and said, they should have drafted Dallas Turner. But then on another note, they said, well, wait, let me finish my thought. Mm. Then on another note, they said, well, he's a very raw player, and we don't really know if he's ready to play in the NFL. So why would you tell Atlanta to draft somebody who you say is not ready and very raw just because it might address what you need and then not draft the best available on your board? It makes no sense.
That's how we got Johnny Newman in the second. Best player available, should not drop out of the force. Seen him, said, you know what, best player available, we might not need him, take him. Like, that's what good teams do.
Right.
If you draft for need, you will fail all the time.
Right.
I've watched it over and over again. I don't know why everybody gets so supremely psyched over the draft when they know 60 to 70% will fail.
Right.
But everybody plugging gaps, filling gaps. No, you didn't. You did not get a new roof. What you got was you went up there and plugged up some holes.
All right. Let's take a break for our appetizers here. Power Lunch at the Palm. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Smoot, my man Hatchin, we're post-gaming the NFL draft, which was, what, over a week away?
Yeah.
We've had some time to think about it, but I do want to talk some NBA with you guys.
Oh, yeah. Most
shit's getting good right
now.
Oh,
it is.
Shit's getting spicy right now.
I do want to talk about J.J. McCarthy, though,
and
too.
We will talk about that as well. Back after this.
Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
Well, all right, since you bring up Colorado, Hatch, go ahead, put your headsets on, fellas. Wonderful appetizers, full meal here coming. Power Lunch at the Palm, Tyson's Corner. Deion Sanders, boys, let's talk Deion Sanders. Year two. How will he be in year two, do you think? Is that better? Smoot, can you hear yourself now?
Yeah, that's better, right there.
Okay, can you hear
got
me?
It? I got
we can
you.
Hear
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so, yeah, Deion, year two.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be better. He'll have a winning record.
Way better.
Well, they were 4-8.
They were 4. Yeah. They'll have a winning record.
Lost 8 of his last 9. 3-0, the whole country was then loses 8 of 9. And he's lost a lot of guys in the portal.
Yeah, but he gained a lot of guys.
He gained a lot of guys,
and he gained the beef. Okay. You got to have fat boys. This is what he didn't have last
right.
year.
Right.
Yeah, no O-line. Okay.
Getting his son killed.
And so you're going to the Cincinnati-Colorado game. What?
Yes. It's in October.
In Boulder?
In Boulder.
Mm-hmm. Well, should be a scene right yep. there. What about the latest where they're like, are you going to the pros? And Deion said, no, I'm not.
Following my kids.
Yeah, he
I'm
said,
not
like,
a baby daddy.
I'm not a baby daddy, right.
I raised my kids to go out on their own.
How good do you think Shedeur Sanders will be?
I think he's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I'm going to say, there's nothing stopping him. He got a pro football mind, a pro football upbringing. Like, the one thing why the NFL loves counterparts of father-sons, because the pedigree is there. Right. You've been around football.
Genetic
your whole
pedigree
life.
And life experience.
Yeah, so when you get these
being
kids,
around a pro's pro.
They, come on,
they'll get an opportunity.
We drafted Luke McCaffrey. All right. You know what
that's
we
right.
already
Christian know, McCaffrey's younger brother.
You know what we already got? We got a guy that already been playing with his daddy on Madden, played with his brother on Madden, now he's gonna play with himself on Madden. This is a football man with a football family that understands
this
football.
This is real football.
No, smooth. I'm just telling you how that. Deep it goes.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
how
yeah,
deep
yeah.
the football history goes.
Right.
This dude been on green grass and white lines his whole life.
Right.
He's ready for this moment. Like nobody else, Shadur will be ready for that moment. Like most definitely.
Yeah. All right. Caleb Williams, how's he going to be? He's got incredible weapons. Keenan Allen, they bought this year in free agency. Adunze, who they drafted. DJ Moore, who they had in that
Clement,
incredible
Clement
trade. And Cole Kmet.
And they got Swift.
And they got DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre,
I mean, on paper.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Look great.
I think he's going to do well. I just think he's going to throw a lot of interceptions first year. That's all I think. I think he's still going to play well, but he's going to throw interceptions. A little bit wild.
Okay.
Well, off schedule, he going to make plays. When that play break down, he will make plays. He got a number of weapons. And don't forget, that Chicago Bear defense, after Sweat got there last year, started to really play up to their potential. And they had a couple of more guys on that side. I think the Chicago Bears could easily be the surprise team of the season. They could easily be the Texans of last year. Yeah. Easily be that. Because usually, as a quarterback that goes number one, two, or three, you usually go to a very, very bad team.
Right.
You usually go to the New England Patriots.
Right. You don't normally get a team drafting 1-1 that actually won 8 games last year.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Yep.
Okay. Now our food is here, so we'll take one more break. You were going to talk about what quarterback?
J.J. McCarthy.
Did we not talk about that on the air?
No, we did not.
We spent that whole argument off the air.
Off the air.
All right, save it for right after this. Let's dig in, boys. Hatcher has to get his take off on J.J. McCarthy. He's already made some pseudo bet with Hatch or with Smoot about whether or not McCarthy will be good. I said the metric is if he gets benched, and I don't mean just in a game, but like from week to week, then he is a failure as a rookie. May eventually end up being a good player. You didn't like that term, Smoot, because you say rookies get benched.
Y'all are so fast to make these guys' careers start and end. The watchers of the game.
Well, I don't have five years for this bet to come to fruition. I need to be able to pay this bet off this time next year.
So what did you call a good rookie season? Is 3,000 yards passing, 17
I'll
touchdowns?
Give you this.
As
we'll
long as he doesn't get benched. Because when you get benched, it's like, dude, you're killing us. We've got to go to somebody else. Maybe they'd go back to Sam Darnold,
right,
who we know stinks.
Yes.
So that's the metric.
It's a low bar.
If he throws more interceptions than touchdowns.
Well, I win that bet. He take care of the ball. That's what he does.
So, Smoot,
I think you're
going to
win.
I think you'll
win the bet of once he's starting in Minnesota, he will not get benched.
He will not.
Okay.
Well, then that's –
I want a Wagyu steak.
We'll use that metric and the metric of if he throws more interceptions than touchdowns.
Then you win. You tell me what steakhouse. And I'm going to meet you there. As long as it ain't in Cincinnati, I'm going to meet you there.
Okay. All right. There we go. Yeah.
As long as it ain't Mississippi, hey, I ain't going there.
You want fresh beef?
All right. Your boy Kelsey gets a deal to go to ESPN.
You happy for him?
Cincinnati.
Thank you.
I love Jason Kelsey. I love his personality. He had the best personality I ever met from a Cincinnati Bearcat. Most of all. So everything coming to him, he deserves it, first of all.
He does. Great
and
guy.
And good human being. And when I like guys' feet to the ground.
Yeah.
That means no matter how much you achieve, it takes no energy to be you.
Right.
Right.
It takes a lot of energy to be other people. And people seem to pick up and attract to people that don't do that. So ESPN getting the gym.
Yeah. Speaking of the Kelseys.
Yeah.
Do you think Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift getting married coming year?
I think
wedding of the century. Then
they are the prince and the pauper. The princess and the pauper. Like, they are America's sweetheart couple.
I know.
Like, they are the world's couple. And
she's only got one chance to get this right because of all the shit she's written about in her songs.
They are
and
not
men
getting married.
And heartbreak. Hey. If she gets married and it goes,
but she hasn't dated an athlete.
I know.
She hasn't dated an athlete with an athlete's prowess. She haven't dated an athlete like
that can give it to her.
What I'm saying is she been dating actors and Fortune 500 companies.
Musicians, wavy little British musicians.
Yeah, this is manly man.
I know.
Like, this is all right, I'm going to put you in my drop top old school,
right,
and you finna ride with me,
right,
blaring music through the city. I'm finna bring you to my corner of the
down
earth.
To
like,
earth.
He doesn't go.
You think she's going to be able to get down to earth? That's what you basically said.
Man, she probably homeless for that.
She faked it good during the playoffs in the luxury suites with all the rest
with
of
Mama Kelsey.
The family.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I don't think she get married.
Either she did it well or she faked it well. It looked like she was a regular fan.
I wish people the best. I like to see people happy. She looks happy. He look happy. Why can't we just be happy for them?
We'll
people?
See. Hey. We'll see. Right.
Exactly.
She has one chance, one shot to get it right.
Yep.
She can't be like she can't be like a Kardashian just going, oh, that didn't matter. That didn't work.
To the next.
Right. Yeah,
that's
right.
What Dayton is.
Yeah,
she's not,
but she has an image and a brand that's way up here.
And right. Guess what? She still can be human. She still can make human mistakes. And human mistakes is we date until we find the person that fits us.
Listen, some have said
that. Some people do it their whole life.
Some have said that marriage is like that carnival game with the basketballs that are pumped up to about 35 PSI and the rims that are real small.
Set up for you to fail.
In theory, you can make it.
Yes.
But you don't see a lot of people doing it.
Hey, marriage is like that.
Marriage is like buying a boat.
Two happy days. Yeah.
When you buy it and when you sell it.
The day you walk down the aisle and everything's great. And then when the papers finally go final.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
No, man, I think
such is life.
I think some people find their life mate, and when they do, then they get a taste of what true happiness is. And true happiness is not being happy every day. It's being with your person that y'all problem solve the best.
Yeah.
That's your happiness.
All right, let's get to J.J. McCarthy here.
All right, so J.J. McCarthy, you don't like him because?
I don't like him because he never carried the team.
Okay.
He was a cog in a massive offensive juggernaut.
Run-heavy team. Almost 60%
run. Play action. Mm-hmm. Of course, those linebackers and everybody's coming forward to stop the run. You just opened up all kind of lanes, passing lanes.
Yeah.
So
I hear that argument. I saw a sizzle reel
like
of his best throws, which I know is cherry picking, but these were Smoot between the hash marks pro throws.
Yeah.
They were tight window. Oh, fuck. That was nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was wild.
Oh, and they kept coming.
And they said he can make those throws. It just he wasn't asked
Thank
to do
you.
That.
But
I don't know what to believe. I kind of believe both of you guys.
No. I'm never going to judge an athlete off what he wasn't asked to do. I'm never going to do that.
Okay.
Why would I do that? Because then I'm just guessing. I'm going to take what I do know about
you. Well, you don't know if they asked him or if they realized he couldn't, so therefore they designed their scheme to be more run-heavy.
Hey, be quiet, Hatch. You'd have had your chance. Check this out. We watched the best prospect ever to come out, Andrew Luck, play for Harbaugh, could not win the Heisman because he refused to throw the ball. All right, you've seen this over and over a damn again, and y'all sit here and act like y'all don't know what the hell football look like. All right, this man has done this to every quarterback he's been around because he has a recipe to winning. His winning is, Kaepernick, we're going to hand this ball off, and when I need you to make throws, you make these throws, and it got him to the Super Bowl. He's a damn winner. Why would he change? All right, J.J. is a piece of every quarterback he didn't ever had. All right, he asked J.J. to run. He did that. He asked J.J. to throw. He did that. Oh, by the way, Seattle's head coach. Used to be the defensive coordinator at Michigan. He been going against a pro defense for 3 years. Like, while running a pro offense. If you ask me, he could be the most pro-ready out of all of these guys.
Okay, but wait a minute. The whole theory of you going against a pro defense, I don't care. You ain't going against pro players.
I can't tell.
I can throw a 4-3 out there and mix up coverages.
We just drafted one of those pro players in the second round, Mike Sanderskriel. We just drafted one of those pro players in the second round. What are you talking about? Chris Jenkins, Jr.
But my point is.
They just had the most players in the draft. Go to the league.
Okay. All right. Let's end it this way.
Right.
I will be the arbiter right here at the Palm 1 year from today, give or take a few days. And I will have it in an envelope.
Yeah.
Yes.
It'll be the Zabe decision. Was J.J. McCarthy any good?
Yeah.
Right.
Yes or no?
Yes. And we'll go, and then that's
And I'll have you open the envelope, and then you'll start yelling at me again like you're yelling at me now.
I'm not yelling, but people always
I'm not
say.
I'm yelling. I'm passionate. I'm preaching.
No,
Preacher Smoot is at the pulpit right now.
Everybody say they want to listen to history. Well, look at the history of any Harbaugh quarterback. He had the best prospect and Heisman Trophy winner and still ran his offense. All right? We ain't had these things to say about Andrew Luck.
I know.
Because he didn't throw
Andrew
enough.
Andrew Luck threw the ball more than J.J. McCarthy.
Nah, he didn't. They threw it the same clip. Well, why didn't he win the Heisman then? Why didn't he win the Heisman Trophy? Because he didn't throw the ball enough.
Can we agree on one thing? Bo Nix is going to stink.
Yes.
I can't guarantee you that. Okay. The only reason I guarantee you Bo Nix might stink because I don't believe in Sean Payton.
Thank you. Neither do I.
I don't believe in Oregon quarterbacks.
All right.
They run gimmicky offenses.
All right. Will the Russell Wilson Justin Fields combo in Pittsburgh work?
I think it'll be Justin Fields' job by the time they
midway through the season.
Inch to the playoffs like they always do at 9-8. Then Justin Fields will take over at the end of the year, and it'll be his team for the foreseeable future.
Drake May, is he going to be any good?
Hell no. Because I love him as a player. But I said whoever get drafted by the Patriots, and this whoever, J.J., Jaden, whoever, will stink.
Okay.
Because that's the worst supporting group out of all of these.
But it's all new.
It stinks.
They're all new coaches.
But it's the worst roster in the planet. Right.
Yeah, they don't have no receivers.
All right, will the Seahawks like what they got in Sam Howell? Apparently a number of teams really wanted to give him another chance.
They wanted more than another chance. They wanted Sam Howell. Okay. They believe in Sam Howell. Hell, I believe in Sam Howell. We set Sam Howell up for failure. We just talked about what do you have around him, culture-wise, player-wise.
Right.
And don't forget we had the worst defense in America last year. Yeah. They didn't give him no help.
Sam Howell
can't succeed number one draft picks.
With some love. He can't succeed with some love.
Okay. Let's see. What else hopping around the league? We know who else would be interesting this year at quarterback?
All right, what would be interesting is if Mike Penix gets in the game. Wait, let me finish. Because something happens to Kirk Cousins. He's already blown out one Achilles.
If he's not ready.
If he gets hurt, if Kirk Cousins gets hurt again.
Kirk ain't got no record of injuries.
Yeah, okay, but I'm just throwing it out there.
Kirk, I'm not saying
they're going to pull him out. Because if he gets hurt and Penix gets in there and plays well, then what do you do?
Kirk is going to be annoyingly good, just not good enough.
Not great.
When it really matters.
Yeah, this
but annoyingly so, because he's such an overachiever. He's such a grinder. He's such a freaking nerd. I mean, I will say this. I am going to draft fucking Kyle Pitts in my fantasy league this
year. Now, yes,
because they're finally going to, you know, they got a new coach
Don't
and they got a quarterback.
Don't sound like Jerry Jones. You're going to lose him. You're telling everybody you're going to take him. You're going to lose him.
Whoever's in my fantasy league, don't take him because I'm in this
Okay. Jalen Hurts in Philly.
I think he's a great quarterback.
Man, I'm
scared. Is he
going to
have a bounce back year?
I'm scared of Philadelphia, man.
Okay.
Do you understand they was already semi-unstoppable with a running quarterback and two wide receivers and a tight end?
Well, they got stopped a lot in the final 8 weeks of the season.
And now you
ask
Saquon,
collapsed.
As a defense, there's nobody for you to single in on. You're going to be forced to play zone the whole time with them.
All right. Does the carriage of Baker Mayfield turn back into a pumpkin after one resurgent year?
No, I think Baker's scrappy. Baker is better when people count him out. When people count him out, he's a rash. He's a rash that won't go away. He's an irritant. If you say he's going to stink, I promise you he's probably going to the Pro Bowl.
Okay. Is this the year Tua gets concussions again?
No, I think Tua.
Amazing how they went away for 1 year. Almost like they're not even checking him anymore.
No, he looks the part. He looks bigger now.
Okay. But your head's your head.
No, because stakes and weights.
Stakes and weights, baby. Okay. All right. Speaking of concussions, who will actually wear one of those kazoo helmets in the game?
probably anybody that's a descendant of Don Beebe.
Yeah. Or the safety. What was that safety who wore one for the Buffalo
Dennis
Bills?
Smith.
No.
Kelsey.
No.
The original Kelso.
Yes, Kelso.
Yes.
Brad Kelso. He was 37.
Big
little guy. With
dumb
the big
foam
old
Nerf thing on top. All right, boys.
All right.
Good to see both of you. Smoot, you can be seen and heard with all the Commanders official team broadcast media stuff.
Everything.
Santana Moss is with
Santana,
you.
Logan
guys did
Paul
the draft.
Said,
right.
Me and Michael Jenkins got to get live podcast brought to you by SeatGeek. We have the Command Center show. We have Command Center podcast. We have the we just finished the end of the draft. We did that for 4, 5, 6 weeks. We got
Commanders.com.
Yes.
Your one-stop
you
shop
find us
for
anywhere
all
on
stuff.
YouTube.
All right. Hatch, I'll see you on the golf course soon.
Yep.
All right. Just an ordinary demigod.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.